Welcome to Feral and Fabulous. We have an amazing set of guests today. I am super excited to tell you guys what's going on in the beauty and injector world, along with other cool and fun stuff that we're going to talk about. Our guest, I have known this lady forever, I mean, and a day, but sure. It is the one and only Stephanie Flippin, who is the owner of BeautyWise, which is actually just down the street. It's on Sonterra, so it's got a fabulous location, and she has brought with her her number one master injector, and Melissa Keene is going to also be along for to tell us basically what's going on in that world and all the cool things that are happening. So I'm excited to have you guys on. So thank you for agreeing to be on here.
Of course.
Thanks for having us.
Super excited. I don't know how excited you'll be by the time this all gets done, but we're super excited right now at the start of this.
At this point, we're still all excited.
We're super excited right now. Yes.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to start with is, obviously, I have known you for a long time, but I'm so curious. Like, I know you're very entrepreneurial. You've got your hands in so many different cool things. What led you down the path to go into the beauty world? I mean, what all is, you know, kind of the story behind what led you to open up BeautyWise?
Well, I would say part of it is because I'm a smidge crazy.
It
would definitely be a dash of craziness.
The first step is admitting
that you're a little crazy.
Exactly.
So I admit that step.
Okay, cool.
I've always had a passion for aesthetics. I think aesthetics are so important for men and for women, all walks of life. Everybody has something that they want to fix. Everybody has something that they want to make better. So we all we're our worst critics. At the end of the day,
amen.
We are our worst critics.
Amen to that.
I've always had a passion for aesthetics for obvious reasons. I mean, we're out here and at the end of the day, you're your own walking billboard. So that's just kind of aesthetics has always been appealing to me. I've always gone in and tried to take care of my skin and do all the right things that you're supposed to do and also do all the wrong things that you're supposed to do and be in the sun and go to tanning beds and drink
too
much.
You gotta enjoy life.
Absolutely. And I've done plenty. You know, I've done plenty of that. So now I've really, if I wish I would have known now in my 50s, back in my 30s, and I could literally be, you know,
same.
It would be like Benjamin Button. I would literally be aging backwards.
Same. Well, you are. Honestly, I've known you long enough to say, and what did I just tell you today when we were in the lobby? You are aging backwards. I swear to you. I mean, seriously. And so there
well,
is definitely
that's
something.
That's just because we do business together, ma'am.
No. Because I'm one of those people, and my producers can back me up on this. It's like what my mom taught me. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. So I would be, don't say anything at all. I just would choose to not say anything. But no, really, I've known you long enough to have a, you know, a timeline in my brain. And so I do believe that there are all kinds of cool treatments and things available out there that can really, to a great extent, somewhat reduce or greatly, roll back the time, the years. So
you can get in there and, you know, Mike Tyson it with Father Time.
Yes.
With all the things
exactly.
that have come out at the end of the day. And you can get in there and really hold your own now.
And that, I love that. And so tell me, like, what are the latest, like, what's hip now? Like, what's cutting edge? You know, like, what are, I mean, obviously, I want to talk about all the different services and stuff, but what is like new and different and something that's kind of like the latest and greatest technologies?
Definitely. We've kind of, the pendulum is swinging back from the filler craze and the puffy face into more of a regenerative phase. And I often look at the PDGF and
Hang on.
I'll talk about that.
Okay, I was going to say, what is that? Because you stumped me right off the bat.
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
So it tells our body to start producing collagen and elastin, and that ship sails for us in our mid-20s.
Oh.
And so it's kind of a newer technology that lots of controversy on Instagram with all the Insta-famous people are kind of going back and forth with it. But that's been the newest, latest, and greatest.
Okay, interesting.
Technology-wise, my goodness, we have some really top-of-the-line, state-of-the-art lasers, but we'll buy it, we'll use it for a month, and then they come out with a newer technology. Mm-hmm. So it's ever-changing.
Is it evolving that quickly?
Ever-evolving. Mm-hmm. Ever-evolving.
Wow.
It's worse than the iPhone.
Yeah, oh my gosh, and that's bad enough. I mean, literally.
Isn't that meeting today?
Correct.
That I actually a have a meeting analogy. With a lady.
Yes, it's
I'm
worse than the iPhone.
I'm taking that into that meeting.
There we go.
Are you like Apple?
Yeah. No.
I wish I had a piece of Apple. Like, I give them a small chunk of my soul every year.
Yeah.
Every year.
Don't we all?
Because it seems like, you know, the newer they come out, the worse mine starts acting.
Yeah.
So they make me do
it. Oh, I know.
They make me do it.
Totally.
I wish we could make people come in and take care of their skin more than what they do.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we do our darndest to get, you know, the Titanic back up off the floor after your 20s.
Yes. Yeah. No.
To resurrect it and bring it back to the port.
So that brings up a good point, and I'm curious. I mean, obviously, you guys have all the latest technologies and stuff. How much of the treatments are really and partly shared by the, you know, the person that's getting the treatment done to do what they need to do for the aftercare or the ongoing care? Like, I'm curious on that side of things, because I think that some people feel like they can just go in and have this treatment, and then it's like, you don't have to do anything besides the treatment.
You don't go to the dentist and get your teeth clean and then go home and not brush them.
Exactly. That's why I wanted to hear kind of your take on that, because I do feel like it's kind of like, and I will say, I go to BeautyWise, I love BeautyWise, and so I feel like it's a partnership.
Oh, 100%.
Right? And so I feel like it's like, yes, you are going to be able to provide the treatments, the facials, whatever it is that you're, you know, participating in and getting. But I feel like there's aftercare and things that need to be continually done to ensure that you're getting the best result.
Well, it's no different, you know, if you went to a personal trainer and then you stopped at McDonald's on the way home.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, it's a regimen. You go in and we give you the tools to start working with, but it's up to you to use your regimens of the proper skincare.
Yeah.
Stay out of the sun. You know, there's a lot of different things that go into the regimen. I mean, my regimen is the same in the morning as the same in the evening, you know? And actually, I've been really lax lately, except for going to see her. But as far as like my lasers and things like that, I'll be honest, it's not my favorite thing in the world to do because I'm super reactive. My skin is super, super reactive.
Right.
But on the right, I mean, she just had a BBL on her décolleté, her chest this morning.
Yeah.
So, this morning? And yes. And nice, so you'll start to see little brown spots come up, like little freckles, and then they just slough right off.
Yeah.
So it's literally bringing up from underneath the skin the brown spots that are going to come out eventually.
What is that timeline between when you get the treatment for that and when the actual spots slough off? I'm just curious.
7 to 10 days.
Okay. Okay.
The body takes a little bit longer. Sometimes it can be up to 2 weeks.
Really?
The body does take a little bit longer.
For me, it'll take a good 2 weeks. If I'm from here down getting anything done, it will take 2 weeks for me.
Is it because you're more reactive? Is that why? Or is, like, what is the reason some people are quick?
Well, let's put it this way. The first thing that we use... As I'm sitting here talking to you, I'm not using any of this, but we use this all the time.
Yeah.
Expressions, eating, drinking, talking. So
it's
constantly on the move.
Yeah.
So that would be my analogy as to why it takes a little bit longer.
I know those eye rolls cause a lot of wrinkles. So
listen,
that's a life full of eye rolls.
Correct. 1,000%.
You need to have a specific treatment for that.
Correct.
We do for the brow lift.
Yes, correct.
When you get the I Mean Business brow lift, you're done.
Okay.
Yes. So you don't have to do it. It's already there. It's just automatic.
I'm getting that. I haven't had that yet. I'm getting that. That is on my Christmas list.
You can absolutely get the brow raise and just walk around with it.
Yeah.
And just that way people already think, don't mess with her today. Today is not the day. Today is not the FAFO day. So that's not the day.
Every day is a FAFO day around here.
FAFO. Listen, people tend to love to just, you know, they love to FAFO.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you gotta give
go
them the FAFO. So
that's just exactly that shirt I got you.
Exactly.
True.
No,
very true.
You just wear it and
correct
your warning sign.
Yeah, she got me a t-shirt that says, how are we going to act today? Because that depends on my attitude. You know. So, yes, she got me one of those. And I thought,
I love it.
Boy, that's something else. That speaks volumes.
No, that is awesome. Well, I mean, like I said, I know that there's so many different things that you guys do. One thing I can say, and because of where your location is, I know that you have treated several of my friends and their kids, mm-hmm. and then even my own family. Mm-hmm. And I know you guys have a great treatment for acne. Mm-hmm. And again, I know from personal experience mm-hmm. with my family that has had it's had a miraculous effect. Mm-hmm. For her. And I feel like you guys being so close to Reagan High School, I mean, I would think that the whole parking lot would be emptying out and heading over Correct. To your place, just because to me, I've seen life changing results. And I think mm-hmm. when you're a teenager, and I know it's been a minute, it's been lots of minutes for me, but I just feel like thinking back to that time, mm-hmm. I mean, the technology is so much better now than it was when I was a teenager. And I just feel like, you know, kids don't have to go around and battle that to the extent that many of them are, because I think a lot of times they don't even know that there's treatments out there Correct. That are so just significant in terms of what it can do for your, you know, your mental health. Because I think acne can be something that's really, you know, overwhelming.
Well, acne is devastating.
Yeah.
Especially if it's on your face.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if it's on your back or it's on your arms, you know, that you can at least put a shirt on. But I mean, your face, if you have
like
acne,
you said, it's your calling card. It's
absolutely. It can be devastating. So
yeah.
It's our acne boot camp is, we've had some amazing results. Like you said, your
absolutely.
Family members come in
yeah.
and, you know, we've had some amazing results with
yeah.
teenagers. But even so, we've had amazing results. We had someone come in and she was in her 40s.
Yeah.
And
no,
she started
you can
taking
get acne
hormones.
At any,
and,
exactly.
And acne all yeah. of a sudden is now your new best friend again. And so it there's really no age limit on it.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. So that's the thing I love is that you guys have such a variety of services that it's not just in one lane. You kind of cover a lot of different things aesthetically. And also, like, I think you guys also do a lot of stuff for weight loss. Mm-hmm. And I know that that's also something that's really a big topic.
Mm-hmm.
And not just for the aesthetics part of weight loss, but many people are doing it for your health. I mean,
Correct.
Just to get in better health. And I think that's so, you know, important these days with not only, you know, working out is important, but also what you're putting in your body is going to be a huge contributing factor to your overall health.
I think the number one thing with weight loss is that, you know, being a person that's lost a lot of weight. I mean, you've known me back in
yeah,
the day at
yeah,
my heaviest,
yeah,
you know, which was plus 100 pounds more than what I am now. And, you know, I feel like myself in society, society is harder on someone that's overweight versus someone that is any other type of addict, any other type of bad person. Like, it's just such a burden to carry.
I agree.
It really is a burden to carry. So, you know,
it's a heavy burden in every sense.
100%. I mean, you know, if you go into the doctor for an earache, it's because you're overweight. Everything that you do in life, if you're remotely overweight, every problem that you have, it's because you're overweight.
Yeah.
So, you know, with the new stuff that's come out, everybody says it's a crutch. Everybody says it's this, you know, and at the end of the day, I'm a firm believer. We have to get through today.
Yeah.
You know, we have no idea where we're going to be tomorrow. Heck, I don't know what I'm going to be doing 2 hours from now. So I'm living for today. And if that's going to help me, I mean, because I still take those on the regular. I take, you know, I take my, I kind of call it where you're in maintenance mode. And I still take a GLP. And I take one every 1 to 2 weeks, because at the end of the day, people have to understand it's how our brain is wired. If you're heavy, your brain is wired that way. And it's never you until you have a tag on your toe, you are going to fight that. And you fight it every single day.
Absolutely.
And I mean, and I do. I mean, I fight it every day. And the difference is with all the other addictions, food is the same thing. It's an addiction. But you know what? How many commercials do you see during each television show that you're watching? Everything is pizza, hamburger. Like, they
yeah.
don't think anything about
yeah.
what they're showing. They're
right.
not showing a
right.
lot of healthy stuff. You know, when you go to the grocery store, it costs 3 times the amount to eat healthy.
Well, you know what? I'm so glad that you described it the way you just did,
yeah.
because I feel like it is truly an addiction.
Oh,
and here's,
100%.
And here is, I feel like, one of the biggest challenges in that addiction
mm-hmm.
is that if you look at other addictions, you can just say, hey, I can't drink alcohol, so I'm just not going to drink alcohol.
Right.
Or you can say, I like cocaine, but I'm just not going to do cocaine, because you don't
right.
need cocaine to live. You don't need alcohol to live. The
right.
problem is you do need food to live. You do have to eat, and you do have to give your body a source of energy. And so the fine line is, you know, making the right choices, because you don't have the choice to just say, I'm not eating anymore.
Right. Well, and I think also, like, you can still gain weight even though you're eating good food.
Right.
Because I'm proof of that.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm very regimented. I eat the same thing all the time. But if I eat more, you know, if I take in more than what I'm expending, I'm still going to put weight on.
Genetics.
It just is what it is.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things to where it's a never-ending battle.
Yes.
It's never-ending battle. And I think it's something that people should not be ashamed to talk about. You know, like I said, I'm the first one to say that, you know, I've had gastric sleeve. I had it almost 5 years ago. I dropped 110 pounds. So it'll be my 5-year anniversary this December. But I will say that I've been on this maintenance program with my GLP for probably the last year, because I honestly feel like if I didn't have that, it would be back to my size that I was.
Right.
Because I'm just wired that way.
Even with the surgery.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
Your stomach is going to stretch.
Right.
You can stretch your stomach.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the day.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's a never ending battle.
Yeah.
You know, and everywhere you go anything you're doing in life, what is it rotated around? Hey, let's go grab a drink. Hey, let's go get something to eat.
Yeah.
Everything that you do.
Yes, socially.
Like in the dating world.
Yes.
You know, which is a horrible, horrible world. I'm just going to say that.
That's a whole other topic,
I've lived in that world for a long time. And it's just, but everything is, hey, let's go grab dinner. Let's go grab this.
No.
Let's go grab lunch. Everything is rotated around food.
Absolutely.
You know, you're at your mom's house and you're eating breakfast. She's talking about what you're going to do for lunch.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just everything we do is rotated around food.
I agree.
Food is our comfort zone.
It is.
Yeah.
It's almost like a culture. I mean, it's just how we're raised and how we are kind of taught to think about food. And especially, like I said, at my age, I feel like, and again, this is at every stage of my life, all the big events have been, they are focused around food. It's just people, we love to eat, we love to celebrate. And it's like, hey, we have something to celebrate, let's eat. I'm really sad. I'm depressed. Let's eat. I mean, it's just a go-to thing that is just all too easy and accessible. And then we've also, like you said, have these subliminal and not so subliminal images of food being pushed on us all the time.
Correct. To me, it releases, for me to have a piece of cake, it releases the same endorphins that it would for someone to have a drink. For someone to do drugs.
Absolutely.
For someone to go to the gym.
100%.
That's my high.
Yeah.
That is my best friend. And when I lost all that weight, I went through some severe depression because I lost my best friend.
Yeah.
Because food was my best friend.
Yeah.
It was always there for me.
Yeah.
I could have as much of it as I wanted.
Yeah.
It never told me no. And, you know, when you take that out of your system, it's a loss.
Yeah. You have to, I guess you have to really just kind of like get in your head and figure it out at what that new thing looks
what
like.
What that looks like. Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And how you feel all that time that you spent eating, now what do you do?
Yeah, that's a great point.
I started shopping and it was even worse. No, I'm kidding. Actually, this is when I started the med spa. See?
Well, there you go.
That's what I'm over here thinking.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah.
How many years ago?
Yeah. So it's been 2.5 years. So yes, that's when I really kind of kicked in with the aesthetics. You know, I'm very open about any work that I've had done.
I love that, though.
I did not.
No gatekeeping.
I love that.
Because
not allowed.
I want people to understand, have I had a full facelift? Yes.
Yeah.
I had to.
Yeah.
I didn't have to. Let me rephrase that. I wanted to for myself.
Understand.
So you lose that much weight after you've been that size for that many years. You know, you've got a lot of excess skin here. So did I go and have that done? Yeah, I did. Did I have a mommy makeover done? Yes, I did. So I'm very open to those things. So when people are like, oh, you look amazing, you look this, it takes a village. And I mean that wholeheartedly.
Absolutely.
It takes a village.
Right. No, I completely agree with you. And one of the other things I wanted to ask you, and maybe you can kind of talk a little bit about, is the different services that you offer.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to, obviously, we want to do all these things. It's like a kid in a candy store.
Mm-hmm.
How do we pay for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you have like financing? Do you have special packages where if you buy multiple things that you can get a reduction in price? And so I'm just curious about what that might look like.
Well, I just so happen.
That's so cool that you brought that, because I will tell you, I gave them no prep. Like, you guys had,
zero prep. Zero.
They had no idea what I was going to ask them or anything.
I only left the clinic like 3 times to get here. Like, I kept going back. And then the last time, the last time.
We forgot one of the papers, and then the next trip is, I think she forgot her keys.
She's out there rolling her eyes like, okay, the third time she'll be back.
That's why I asked her to drive, so that I didn't have to remember anything.
Between the two of us, we made it.
We made it.
Our annual open house is coming up. It is October the 30th. Mm-hmm. Fourth quarter in the beauty industry is the time to purchase treatments and
that's great to know. Mm-hmm. And that makes for great gifts, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yes.
Of course, everybody wants to know when the tox is on sale. That's kind of the most favorite. It's an easy, quick, there's no downtime. You're in and out, and there's a huge difference in about 7 to 14 days.
And and not to interrupt you, but when you're on the tox, I assume you're talking about Botox.
Well, I'm actually not.
Okay.
Well, it's funny because people automatically, it's funny because just like you, just like there's all different kinds of cars. There's Toyota, there's Honda, there's this, there's that. Botox is just a Toyota, a Honda. It's not tox.
Okay.
There's many different versions of tox.
Got it.
Botox is one of them.
Got it.
So but people automatically go to, oh, it's Botox.
The reason why I'm fascinated about the whole tox conversation is because obviously people associate Botox with cosmetics or trying to, you know, alter, your look for those reasons. But then I've heard lately that it can be used for migraines. It can be used for, I know so many people that told me that got treatment TMJ. For their TMJ.
She just did me last week.
Oh my gosh. Yep. I have TMJ so bad.
It can be used for excessive sweating in the armpits.
Yeah.
Hands.
Feet. Yep.
See, scalp. And so I think a lot of times people just, again, they're like, oh, I don't want to do that for that. But they have actual medical problems and conditions that could be improved by Botox. And it's not a cosmetic type thing. It can be actually helping you with your day-to-day like life.
Correct. Oh, okay. 100%.
Cool. So yes. I'm sorry to interrupt, but when you said tox, it just got me to thinking about that.
Well, that's usually the first thing that people ask about. It's one of our very most popular treatments.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we have 5 of the 6 that are FDA approved in the United States.
Cool.
That's why I say we're not just talking about Botox. We're talking about Daxxify. We're talking about Letybo, which is the newest one.
Oh, cool. I haven't heard of any of these. That's so nice.
Well, the Daxxify is pretty cool. It comes in a little peptide.
I would like to say that I am a major fan of Daxxify. I repeat again.
Really?
Daxxify is where it's at. I love it.
By far.
Oh, do tell.
By far.
Okay, cool.
Acts a little faster.
Okay.
Lasts a little longer. Get a little glow to the skin from the peptides.
Wow.
We microneedle it in. We hyperdilute it and do intradermal injections for like rosacea or pore closure.
Oh, how great. All kinds of fun stuff. I love it. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Do tell. More. What else you got?
Well, that all the tox is 20% off. Basically, it's 100 units for $8.99, 200 Daxi. The other cool thing, remember I said that we're moving from the puffy filler type face.
That's kind of going away. People are not doing as much filler, right? I mean, I'm sure they're still doing it, but
there's 2 types of filler.
Okay.
One of them is like a biostimulant that tells your body to produce up the fibroblasts and make some collagen and elastin.
Okay.
And then there's the hyaluronic acid filler, which is the old Juvederm, Restylane, which we still have. They're still around. They're beautiful in lips, done right.
Correct.
But the biostimulant, like Sculptra and Radies, are the big ones. So we have our little Radies is you buy 2 syringes, you get 1 free. You can hyperdilute those, and it turns into like a thinner liquid, and you place it under the tissue, and in about 8 to 10 weeks, you have some beautiful skin that's nice and tight and bright.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Some people just want a little contour to the cheeks for the holidays.
Sure.
We've got a $4.99 little lip plump cheek pop.
Awesome.
So that's the fun injectable stuff.
Yeah.
But we have a ton of laser hair removal. All the GLP-1s are 20% off. Big thing with that is, yes, it is very important for weight loss, but I'm menopausal. I went to bed thin. I woke up chunky with frozen shoulder, cranky, hot flashes.
Amen, sister. There are, and I'm ahead of you in that game.
There are so many good things with this medication. I'm still on it. I've stayed on it. I've lost about 30 pounds. And my inflammation markers, which are things like your lipid panel, your cholesterol, your A1C, have gone way down. They're no longer in the red part when you get your lab report back. And you're like,
that's so great.
So those are all 20% off. We're having a ton of really good raffles. All of our vendors have given us something to give away. The PDGF, we have a full face of Tox, we have a Dyson hair dryer. Like, who doesn't want one of those?
Who doesn't want a Dyson? That's awesome.
I love Dyson.
Me too.
Okay. Oh my
goodness. That's amazing.
This year they're doing a hair wrap, a Dyson hair wrap now too.
Oh, that's so cool.
Of course.
And this is going to be, you said October 30th?
Mm-hmm. October 30th, okay. From 5 to 8. I'm going to give you our little invitation just for you,
we'll
ma'am.
We'll set this down here for you.
So. And this is our other little list, but we've got...
See, she brought you all kinds of reading material.
I did.
For you. As far as like financing, yes, we offer a couple of different ways that people can actually come in and finance. It doesn't do a hard credit check, which a lot of them do. Ours does not. So yes, there are ways for people to finance. Obviously, yes, we're running some the best deals that we have run since I've opened this med spa. I mean, as far as lasers, as far as Tox, as far as everything that we're offering, including, you know, our skin treatment. Skin treatment is so important. So important. So we're offering all that at 20% off. If you spend $500, then you're getting 25% off. So, and it really just depends on, you know, I like to be very aggressive when it comes to my skin.
Sure.
And some people don't. And that's okay. That's why every walk of life has they walk their own path. And sure. We'll walk whatever path they want to walk.
Okay.
Me, I want to go incline 10 as fast as I can. And I want to get there. I don't want to have to wait. I don't have very good patience. I'm not going to lie. I am not patient. I yesterday is too long ago. So, you know, I want it immediately.
I do know that about you.
Yes, I
you
do.
I can second that motion.
And your other person sitting over there going, that is no lie. Yeah, he's over there going, yes. I'm just not a very patient person when it comes to things that I see or I want. So, you know, good skin is very important. It's a regimen.
Yeah.
So, you know, everything that she's talking about, the giveaways that we're doing, we're having different vendors. We are having, I don't know their actual names, but I can tell you what they're going to be doing. We have a candle vendor that's coming in that is all non-toxic candles. Absolutely smell amazing. We're having a forever jewelry vendor that's going to be in there.
Dainty Links
is what the...
these little, like, I see if I can't get my lovely tennis shoe up here in the camera. These little permanent jewelry. These little anklets.
That's so nice.
Yeah. So they'll be in the house with us.
Awesome.
We will also have, I don't know what
hair
the lady...
Hair tinsel. By Erica.
So you get some tinsel put in your hair, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And then is it... Wild Pony Hat Express. So in other words, you can go and bring your hat in and they'll add all kinds of different stuff to it. Or they have hats there and you can bands and
porcupine
quills. Yeah, we added quite a bit, you know, because just in case if you're out and about in the evening and you got to yank one of those out, it could be a weapon.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
It could.
So yes, it could absolutely be a weapon. So,
Good to know.
Yes, exactly. So
I may be coming in for that.
Yeah. So, but it's, you know, all the vendors, they're different. You know, we're considering ourselves a vendor in this. So we look at it as there's five different vendors for five different walks of life. And you may only like one of the vendors or you may like all five of them. Cool. Me, obviously, I've purchased from every single one of them.
Sure.
So obviously,
That's awesome.
I'm very, very happy that they're going to come and join us in our open house that we're having.
Cool. One other question that I do, do you have other stuff you want to talk about?
I'm just going to talk about the lasers.
Oh, yeah,
and
please.
Those can be like complicated for people. We have lasers that now.
Like for hair removal, right?
We have laser hair removal. Yeah. Which we have some really good deals on that. But okay. We also have lasers that are going back to that regenerative discussion, we use a BBL. It's the only laser that has actual studies about gene expression. So the anti-aging component of that, bringing all the pigmentation up, taking care of vessels, rosacea, acne, and then of course sun damage. Some people can do that, which is what I have on today, and we can go do whatever we need to do. Some people can do a moxie, which is a little light ablation. It brings, again, some pigmentation up, and it peels back over a few days.
What's
and
you the have downtime this, like, for the skin. Moxie?
There's no real downtime. It just depends on how self-conscious you are about having some redness. Okay. Now, obviously, don't go down to South Padre for the weekend after right. you have these things done.
Yeah.
But if you're not super self-conscious, you can go right back to work.
Okay.
You're going to have some redness, and then what we call mends, M-E-N-D-S, come to the surface, and then it slowly kind of sloughs off, and okay. it's just the skin, the cells kind of replenishing, and you just have this beautiful glow to the skin.
Your skin will literally feel like sandpaper.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a moxie, like, your skin will literally feel like sandpaper.
Okay.
And it's all these little dark spots, which are just dark freckles, basically, that are underneath the skin that this machine pulls out. And then your skin will feel like sandpaper, and then it'll just slowly start to slough off over a couple of days, and then it's just baby smooth.
And we do a little post-laser facial to get the rest mm-hmm. of it off, and then it's even
okay.
better.
Okay.
So those are, like, the lower end of the downtime, and okay. they're very doable. And it's a good time of year to do them.
Right. I was thinking that with the holidays coming up, if somebody wanted to do something a little more invasive, it would be good timing in terms of trying to take off.
Well, moxie is any time of the year. You can get moxie done any time of the year. That's what's great about it.
But you have some more invasive type procedures where if they wanted to do something a little more aggressive, they could maybe perhaps kind of coordinate it with Thanksgiving or, you know, the Absolutely. Upcoming holidays.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. If you're like this one over here and you want it done yesterday and yeah. I don't want to have to ask more than once.
And I stack mine. Like, I will yes. do a BBL with a moxie right after. So I will literally stack it. So
and you can tolerate that?
Yeah.
We have wow. Pronox.
Pronox is the best thing in the world.
We were going to bring it today, but she wouldn't let me. She said no.
We were going to drag that, which is laughing gas, basically. But it's the best thing in the world. You know, you take a puff of, you know, it's funny because the first time I did it, you know, I was laughing.
Oh, my God.
I literally
fabulous.
You know, took a couple of puffs of that.
I don't think I have that video.
And she videoed me. I was like, that's nice. So I literally took a couple of puffs, and I'm like, I don't feel a darn thing. And she's like, take two more puffs. And then after that, she could have just beat the crap out of me, and I wouldn't have cared.
I'm like, Stephanie, can I get that raise?
That's kind of like, it reminds me of when Taylor Swift was on, like, the Tonight Show or something like that, and they showed a clip. Her mom gave them a clip of her after she'd have, like, surgery for, like, her wisdom teeth. I don't remember what it was, but she's like, it was hysterical. So anyway, it sounds very similar.
Yes.
Well, our big mama, the one that really gets the ablative, it's called a halo. And okay. that one is really, the Pronox is necessary for that, just to be comfortable through
okay.
it.
Okay.
That has a little bit more downtime.
Okay.
But again, now's the time to get it done.
No, I agree. But, like, when we talk downtime, what kind of downtime are we talking about?
Well, first of all, with moxie and halo, you do numb for about 45 minutes beforehand.
Okay.
You do have a medical numbing cream that is put on your face because mm-hmm. Some people might be able to tolerate it. I'm not going to try to see if I could tolerate that
right.
because I do the numbing cream and the Pronox. Like,
whatever else
you
we
do
got.
That combo.
What else you got back there?
Hit me with your best shot.
Yeah, correct.
Literally.
Yes, correct. So, I mean, but yes, it's one of those things that people come in and they're afraid of it because, you know, yes, if you don't have the right technician, 1,000%, you can absolutely have a bad experience. There's no question about that. But that's no different than going and getting tox. If you're not going to a certified person, you know, which now, you know, Texas is the Wild West for med spas. And it's funny because they're very, very specific on that you have to have a laser hair removal certificate, but you can burn someone's face off. And they're okay with that. and that's the truth. And that's how it is in Texas. So
and you don't even have to have a medical license.
No.
That's the interesting part for me for a lot of this stuff.
No, not to do Botox, not to none of that.
That's
like, they literally just go and they pay, you know,
vet your provider like you would your nanny or 1,000%. Your veterinarian, depending
1,000%.
On if you're a dog. That's what I tell people.
Because people can literally go and pay and take a class, and it might be, 8 hours, 16 hours, 24 mm-hmm. hours.
And then they're
shooting people
I'm
in the face.
Certified.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a smidge certified. Yeah, she's a smidge certified, yes.
Wow, I did not know that. Yeah. So obviously, to me, super important to make sure you're vetting where you're going because
Absolutely.
That, like you said, do you want to go to have heart surgery from your dentist? Correct. You know? So correct. Just because somebody has, you know, proficiency in one area doesn't mean that they have proficiency in another.
Correct. But and you had asked for the downtime on Halo.
Yeah, that's right.
For me, downtime.
From one end to the other. I don't know how we got there.
It was probably me. Okay. You know, I kind of.
I'm all over the place too. So who
you know, I just kind of, you know, just roam here and then I'll roam back over here. Downtime Halo for someone like me that's super reactive. You know, I'm probably in the house for 48, 72 hours just because my skin is bright, bright red. It is. And it's not, it looks worse than what it is.
Understand.
The first 4 hours. Yeah.
Well, you can see you have very fair skin. Correct. So I can see where you would be super reactive.
I mean, we can show you pictures of people, you know, post Halo. And when you look at it, people are going to go, oh my gosh, like someone actually did that to their skin. But then you look at it after they're fully healed, four weeks later, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
So there's those first 4 hours can be pretty brutal. You know, we're going to be completely honest about that. Mm-hmm. But on the flip side of it, after those 4 hours, it looks a lot worse than what it is and how it feels.
So we got the PDGF that I kind of touched on early on when you asked me about new technology. Well, we were being trained on some updated technology, and we decided to use some of this for healing on our patients.
Yeah.
So again, this stuff came from the medical field. So it's FDA approved for like diabetic foot ulcers.
Okay.
It's injected into certain joints, like the ankle joints, for regeneration of the tissue. So this little lady is 18 hours post Halo before and after.
So this is right after her Halo. So I don't know if you want to hold it up to the camera, but you can see super, super red, super, super red. And then that is 18 hours after.
Wow. That's so incredible. I mean, that's a major change from the left side to the right side.
Well, it'd be interesting to see it on her because she'll hold the redness for a while, but just and of course she's got red hair, green eyes. Like she's going to be
she's going to be super reactive because of just her
About trying that on you, but it's,
They're trying to get me in there. And, you know, like I said, I, BBL, I mean, and Moxie, Halo, boy, I'm the first to say I'm not a huge fan of going in to get a laser treatment, but I just can't help myself with the
results.
The results you get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't deny the results.
Yeah.
You just can't.
Love it.
But I'm probably a little bit of a ninny.
I
kind of am.
Not with the Pronox. You're brave.
Pronox, I'm brave. I'm extremely brave.
It sounds like Pronox is the answer.
It is. And what's great about it is not even 2 minutes after you stop taking, you know, puffs off of this, it's gone.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. I walked into the spa this morning and I thought to myself, man, I didn't want to drag myself out of bed. I knew we were coming here and I just thought, maybe I need to have a couple hits of Pronox before coming here. So yes, no, it definitely does help.
Well,
100%.
Like I said, I'm a fan, so I can't recommend BeautyWise enough. And just like I said, I'm excited to see all the different. I'm like a kid in the candy store again. Right. I'm gonna just try and figure out all the cool stuff that I can try out. So that I haven't already tried. So
there's a lot.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, now we are to one of my most favorite parts of the podcast, which is the feral and fabulous part. It's actually feral or fabulous. Yes. So, so now you guys have weapons. So what I'm going to do is
this on me over here.
And again, you guys not only did not know what we were going to talk about, you don't even know what topics I'm going to bring up in the feral or fabulous. So I'm going to give you a topic and you're going to tell me whether you think it's feral or fabulous.
Okay.
Basketball.
I'm fabulous.
I think it's fabulous.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's nice and aggressive and violent.
Although I will say it's nothing like basketball back in the 80s. You know, in the 80s, when you drove the lane, you got the crap kicked out of you. And right now, you've got people flailing around and they barely get touched. And so I will say that most sports are nothing like when I was growing up in the 80s, when football was football, yeah. basketball was basketball, yeah. and hockey, they beat the crap out of each other in between mm-hmm. every single play.
Yeah,
it's a little bit different now.
I totally agree with that. I think basketball is fabulous as well, but yeah. I'm with you. I'm old school in that regard, yeah. and I like when they used to be like, rough and tumble.
Give me Lambeer in the lane all day long, yeah. how you just would beat the crap out of every yes. person that came down there.
So true.
But, you know, and everybody hated him, but they loved watching him.
Exactly, because he was so entertaining.
100%.
Yeah, yeah. no, yeah. I agree. Okay. HOAs.
Oh, God.
I am going to, you know what? I'm going to have to, can I do this?
Yeah.
Can I go back and forth?
Yeah. There's only two sides.
And the only reason is because, yeah, they're a pain in the butt, but they also kind of keep your neighborhood in check.
They serve a purpose.
They serve a purpose, except for when they're on my case.
I understand. And then they're, yeah, and then they're feral.
But exactly. when I need them to get on someone else's case,
yes.
I'm going to go with the fabulous.
Yes.
So, yes.
And, you know, I get that. I actually get both of the perspectives that you mentioned yes. because on any given day, I know because Matt's the one that deals with the HOAs the most, you know, of any of us. And so I would say that in general, he would find them to be pretty feral because although they do serve a purpose.
Correct.
He's rarely on the side of things where he ends up using them in a fabulous way. Most of the time, you're having to just deal with the feral side of HOAs and doesn't really get to benefit. But I think anytime you live in a community that has a mandatory HOA, mm-hmm. I think you are potentially in the situation to be able to use that HOA to your advantage to, like you said, you know, your neighbor's trying to paint their house pink and it's like, no, thank you.
Right.
That's just not going to work. And so there has to be somebody to manage that. So I feel like I understand both sides of it.
Yes.
But I think from his perspective, he's just on the, you know, just behind the scenes getting stuff done.
Well, anytime Matt needs to decompress, he's more than welcome to come and get a facial mm-hmm. and we'll give you some Pronox.
There, mm-hmm. oh, that's
okay.
I think
not that you'll need it, but I'm just telling you, the world will just melt away and those HOAs.
I think we just solved his Christmas gift problems.
There you go.
You know,
there you go.
I'm excited about that.
As much as Matt has helped me out in all my little. I got you. I got you, sir. Anytime you want to decompress, come on down.
There you go.
Just call and say HOA. Got it. I want the HOA treatment. Got it.
That's a secret code that he now uses at Beauty Wise.
Yes, that's the code phrase.
That's what he uses to get in.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Next one. Carrie Bradshaw's closet.
I don't know if I have an opinion on
that. I'm going to go with this. I'm sorry. I'm feraling it.
I don't even know about his closet.
No, Sex and the City. Carrie Bradshaw, come on, girl.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I'm like over here going, what?
I was going to be over here and like give you a knock and be like.
Thank you for the clarification.
Yeah, this is.
I guess maybe I should have said a Sex and the City closet.
Well, I mean, you know. But I'm going to go with
Perfect.
Not a big fan.
Okay. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I was curious because you have such a fabulous wardrobe. That's why I thought you would be opinionated on it.
I don't know about fabulous wardrobe, but I mean, I loved the show. Was never really a fan of what she had on.
Understand. Right? I gotcha on that. Gotcha.
If you asked me to pick out of one of the four girls for their closets, I would go with Samantha's all day long.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Not that you asked me, but I thought I'd just throw that in.
No, but so true. I agree with that. I do agree with that.
Yeah.
I think she was definitely a
Because she
fashion.
Went anywhere from conservative to sex animal.
Right.
Right.
And so, she had a broader, I think she
1,000%.
Had a, yeah, she had a much broader depth of, you know, the type of things that she was wearing. Yeah. So
she went anywhere from wearing a fur to wearing a wrestling singlet. You know, if you're a Sex and the City fan, you know what I'm talking about.
I do, and I was. That's why I asked the question. Okay, next one. Sourdough bread.
Oh, I love sourdough bread.
I love it, but I'm going to say this because I haven't had a piece of it in 4.5 years. So, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. I love it.
So you love it, and you love it, but you haven't had it.
I haven't had it. I know what sourdough bread tastes like, but I also know me, you know.
Got it.
If you bring me a loaf of that over at like Eddie V's and I get one little taste of it, I will stab someone if they try to get a piece of that bread.
It's like those little cheesy things we had.
From J Prime.
She wouldn't eat them. They put the basket in front of us. I'm like,
oh no, because they're like candy. It's like you just pop them.
Yes.
It's ridiculous. I'm with you 100%. So
correct.
Okay, plane flights.
I'm going to go with fabulous because I don't have to drive.
It's a pain in the rear, but you get there.
But you're usually going somewhere that you're wanting to go. Not always, but
maybe 50% of the time.
Okay.
Maybe 50%
that's
of the time.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
But I mean, it stinks because of you rush to get there to sit and wait. And then what
up and wait.
Yeah. And then if there's a delay, I might just lose my mind. Because I don't want to be stuck at the airport. I'm not good stuck at the airport. So,
I understand.
Yeah.
No, I'm not either. Yeah. I'm not either.
I'll be that first person to be like, put me up in a hotel room. I'm out of here.
I have no patience. Mm-hmm. Same.
This I know.
yes, you do know.
And again, Matt's over there going,
pretty much. Pretty much. No patience there. So, okay. Last one. Lip gloss.
That's easy.
I love lip gloss.
I love it. Yeah, I don't have to worry about it anymore. But when I used to have long hair, hated it on a windy day.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I was just because you got it stuck on your lips.
Yes.
Yeah. But no, you can't. Lip gloss is what it is.
Yeah. No. Interesting. Awesome. Yeah. Love it. I can't use lip gloss because I'm allergic to almost every lip gloss there is because it has, I guess it's whatever makes it shine, whatever that ingredient is. It can be multiple different ingredients. But I have a reaction to it. So, like, I cannot wear a lip gloss.
Have you thought about doing lip tinting? Where they actually tattoo your lips?
Maybe.
And then you put a little can you use chapstick? Can you use anything
like
that?
No, I cannot Vaseline? Use chapstick. No. I'm hyper allergic to Vaseline. Can't use chapstick. So, but I can wear lipstick. I can wear, if it doesn't have, like, I can't have anything with castor oil in it. So, I'm just, I'm a weirdo.
I went and got mine tinted. Like, I have nothing on. And then I'll literally just put, like, Burt's Bees is
really?
My favorite.
Oh my gosh. So that is not a lip, like a lipstick on your lips?
No.
Oh, it looks amazing.
Those are tinted too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So all you're putting on is moisturizer.
Yeah.
I love that.
Actually, I think I have my husband's Harry's chapstick in my wallet.
I have my Burt's Bees in there. I'm a Burt's Bees.
Oh, I tried the Harry's.
Yeah,
it's really
that's
cool.
A pretty popular brand. I see a lot of people carrying that.
Yeah,
so.
I do like Burt's Bees. So, but it's the beauty industry makes it very easy to be able to actually go along with Beyonce's song and saying, I woke up like this.
I love getting your
brows done, your lashes done, your lips tinted.
Yeah.
And then if you take care of your skin. This is no makeup, some lashes. No foundation. It's just my moisturizer and roll out the door.
That's awesome.
Oh, and I'm sorry, my SPF as well.
You can't forget that.
So she's probably going to smack me with that paddle if I don't say SPF.
Yes.
Because that's very important.
Yes.
Extremely important.
Absolutely it is. Well, we all need to make BeautyWise our one-stop shop for all things aesthetics and beauty. And
we have tried to make it
health
that,
and wellness.
To be perfectly honest.
Absolutely.
We have tried to make it your one-stop shop.
I think it is. Yeah. So I'm so appreciative to have you guys on today. You have been amazing. And I'm excited to see all the different things. Like I said, the next time I go over there, I'm going to be like, okay, what all did you talk about? What all we got? So,
well, hint, hopefully it's the 30th.
Exactly. I'm planning
anytime
on it.
Anytime between 5 and 8.
Yes.
Awesome. Very good.
Or you can come earlier. You can come at 3.
You can come earlier.
4.
Awesome.
If Matt wants to come in and get his,
his
decompression
HOA facial.
I'll get my producers and we'll make
Pronox
a trip over.
And you guys can both take it.
Love
and
it.
We can do a video
love
of the
it.
Two of you talking and having a conversation. It'll be the best video ever.
I love it. I think that's a great idea. So, well, thank you so much. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks so much for
having us. Thank you for watching Feral and Fabulous. We look forward to seeing you on our next podcast. And in the meantime, keep on keeping on.